Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Analyzer. Joining us today is John Ricci, the CEO at Denovation Technologies. The company trades on the Canadian Securities Exchange, DVN, and on the OTCQB, DVNCF. Thanks for joining us here there, John.
Thanks, Juan. Thanks for having me today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, certainly. So please start off there by providing us with a intro and overview of the company.
Great. Thank you. Denovation Technologies, we've been in business since 2018, but our roots go a little further back with my company, Dana Industries, who's a large player in total retail solutions, anything from shopping carts and baskets to store fixtures, data strips, and everything in between. A lot of visual merchandising signage. So we got into DSLs, as we call them, digital smart labels, in 2018 with our first initial target was digitizing pricing in retail environments. An industry that we knew a lot of because of our background. And since we've moved into vertical markets with warehousing and DCs, with our bin tags, hospitals and healthcare facilities, automotive applications, both on the retail level and on the manufacturing floor, animal shelters and hospitals. So anywhere where the access of real-time pricing, promos, or information is necessary to function effectively in a day-to-day operation of a business, you would find an application for digital smart labels.
Great. So, yeah, can you bring us up to speed there on some of the most recent news as you know, are continuing your expansion into the smart labels market?
Yes, thank you. So we feel the market's an over $5 billion market in North America alone. Europe is currently at an 80% adoption rate. North America is usually a little further behind than what Europe's doing. So we're sitting at around 6%. 80% of our growth is going to be south of our border. So we're a Canadian company, founded and grounded in North America, and we're proud of that fact. We are the only player in the industry that can lay claim to that. We offer what we like to tell our customers, home field advantage when you work with us, with our secure server base, our internal designs and engineering of our software and hardware. Everything we do, we do ourselves. We're very proud of the team that we work with. We've been opening up various markets in the US. We're currently in companies like True Value, Ace Hardware, IGA, and a couple of other large retailers. And we continue to expand. We're in Mexico, or we're in the Caribbean. We have projects that will be starting shortly as far away as Africa and Europe. And these are markets that have come to us. So we're very, very excited about the future of this company and where we can take it. And you know, I'd say almost weekly, we get incoming leads and inquiries about our DSLs with companies that have pain points. It may not be a grocery store looking to change pricing and save labor and save paper, et cetera, but it could be something else internally that they're looking for. And in most cases, we have a solution. It's important to note that we are a software company. So not only do we provide out-of-the-box solutions for our customers, but we can provide customized solutions as well. And bring us your pain points, bring us your issues, bring us your list of can you do this? Is it possible that your system can do A, B, or C? In most cases, we're able to do exactly, if not more, what our customers are asking us to do and provide.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, you also are, you know, working with the Liquor Control Board of Ontario, and you know, this has pharmaceutical, you know, for the it has applications for the pharmaceutical industry. So you have a pretty big, you know, market opportunity there.
Pharmacies are huge. Of course, the LCBO, working with companies like Sobeys in Canada who are, you know, been really good to us, and we solved some pain points, and we've developed their back-end software for them. So we're excited with that. You know, the market's opening up, and it's, you know, I would say about a year and a half ago, you know, the big pitch would have been saving labor, you know, saving paper. But it's come to a point now with, if you take a store, for example, retail, food or non-food, there is a labor shortage, and it's making it a little bit difficult to operate your facility on a day-to-day basis when you don't have the people in place. Cost of goods sold and how they fluctuate. Margin analysis and maintaining your margins is critical in the grocery industry. And walking around your store, ensuring the prices are correct and accurate, allowing for the price changes and the fluctuating changes caused by, you know, we have inflation, but caused by freight, labor, shortages, supply and demand of various products that you sell in your stores. So maintaining a proper pricing strategy is key to your success. A digital smart label system in your store will run efficiently, clean, you know, error-free, save labor that you can repurpose your labor and give your employees more important tasks to do in the store, you know, i.e. stocking shelves, product demos, making sure customers are happy, et cetera, customer service. But it allows you to do so much more. You know, we preach three wins with our system. The first one is the operational efficiencies, the labor savings, of course, the paper, you know, environmental advantages, saving paper, no more toner in cartridges going in the garbage. Engaging customers at the shelf, consumer engagement features, RFID, putting QR codes into the system, encouraging and helping your customers shop more, helping increase basket sizes for customers, increasing your sales. And then the opportunities in both formats are large and small of logo and brand placement on these DSLs in your store, allowing for brand promos and revenue generating for the retailers. So it's very exciting, and it's an overall system that we feel in the next generation of retail, this is a necessity moving forward.
Yeah, great. And with that in mind, what are the key goals that you're looking at here over the course of the second half of 2022?
Of course, you know, we're in a lot of one-offs and two-off stores, but, you know, now we're approaching the point where stores see the advantage. They've done store one for a number of months, and we're looking forward to start getting staged rollouts and increasing our market share in North America.
Right. And so perhaps you can, talk about your background experience, John, and who the key management team there is, as you had some, you know, additions there, and, what's the skin in the game?
Yeah, so we have a fantastic finance team. We have a solid board of directors, but in my internal team that works tirelessly, and our tech department, my CTO, Mike Tran, my two sales directors, Jonathan Ricci and Daniel Richard, Jody D'Amico in operations, my business manager, Rupjot DeRose, Susan Trainer, my accounting manager. We have a lot of fantastic people. And Mike's team, our tech team, is second to nobody. You know, Jackie, Leo, Brian, Shafang, Chris, Igor. These guys are, I think I have the best of the best. Working our system right now. You know, we answer our phones and we come to see you. You know, we're happy we get to see more and more customers right now. You know, hopefully, you know, we can manage the whole COVID and the travel thing. You know, it's a little challenging even now with, you know, the limitations in travel due to the shortages and flights, et cetera. But we have a good solid team, and you know, we'll fly out to meet you. We've done a couple of installs, and my CTO has flown out himself to supervise installs. So we will go where we're requested to go. No customer is too small. Everyone is important to us, and our team treats everybody that way. So I'm very proud of everybody in the company. Great marketing department with Charlie and Catherine. So we're, you know, we're really excited to where things are going right now.
Yeah, great. And yeah, when it comes to investors and, you know, the financial communities, you're, you know, been presenting at some, you know, conferences here, you know, getting the story. What's the main message that you tell them about, you know, what makes you guys, you know, unique?
Yeah, I think what makes us unique in this marketplace is the fact that we are the homegrown company in the industry. So, I mean, we look around the world right now and, you know, the things aren't very pleasant. You know, the economy is in a spin, you know, inflation's at an all-time high, political unrest all over the place, a lot of doubting going on. And I think, you know, what happens when people start doubting as they start taking jabs at each other, both internally in our own countries and then externally. But we're a stable company, and we're the homegrown factor, the home field advantage, North American-based provider. We design and engineer our own hardware and software. We have our team internally in the confines of our own building. You know, I think we're a safe bet, and you know, we're a stable company, and that's the message that I give to investors on a weekly basis. And you know, and that's our pitch. You know, we may be small, but I think we're younger, faster, and smarter, and we're very eager. And you know, we're a transparent company, and I have a solid background in the industries that we're servicing right now. So we may be new to the dance, but, you know, we certainly aren't rookies when it comes to the business world and dealing with the fantastic companies that we come across in North America, in Mexico, in the Caribbean, and in Europe and Africa right now. So we're, you know, we feel that we have, you know, we have our stuff together.
Certainly. Well, yeah, once again, we're speaking with John Ricci, CEO and President at Danovation Technologies Corporation, which is trading at 17 cents a share U.S., market cap about 18 million U.S. And before we conclude here, John, is there anything else you'd like to add about the company, about, you know, why investors should take a look at the stock at this, you know, key inflection point today?
We're being very well received by some of the largest companies in North America. We have digitized 1, 2, and 3 stores plus in various retailers in North America. We have information on our website, danovation.com. You know, we do our press releases, so we answer our phone, and you know, we're not going anywhere. And you know, we work really hard. We work really hard, and we're a proud team. We're a proud company. We're proud to be based in North America. We're proud to be a Canadian company, and we're happy to work with anybody who should give us an opportunity. And like I said, we're not the biggest, but you know, we're an intense group, younger, smarter, faster. I like where we're going. I like what we're doing, and I think, you know, the integrity and credibility is something we value among everything else, and I think we have it. And you know, people check into us and check our history and check, you know, people on our team, they'll find just that.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's future growth, and we'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today and introduce our investor audience to Danovation. It was great having you on there.
Great. Thank you very much for the opportunity.